Shalom Aleichem, everyone. As we prepare for Shabbos, Parshas Bishalach, Shabbos Shira, this coming Shabbos. Of course, the Kriyas Yamsuf is the primary focus of the parasha. There's so much more, the Mon, Amalek, a lot of that takes place. We're told that after Kriyas Yamsuf, right after Revi, on the idea that the Yam returned le'esanoi to its original strength, so Chazal have an expression in the Medrash, Yishen Shmeis Rabba, and it's quoted by many of the Mefarshim here, and I'd like to share it with you along with Akasha Isbar Rabbeinu Bachya. The Medrash says that tonight Hista HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'maaseh Bereishis, that it would split. In other words, from the beginning of creation, there was a Tanai made with the Yamsuf that at this precise moment, it would split when Chal Yisrael got there. So that it was, it's his kilu to say that it was in the Bria, it was Hashem put it into the world, that this is something that would take place. The language of the Medrash, in its entirety, which is here in Bereishis Rabba, Chaf Aleph Vav, is that it's not talking only about the Yamsuf at all. It says, Loyma Yam Bovad Hisna Kadosh Baruch Hu. The language of the Medrash is brought in Rabbeinu Bachya here, and it basically says that there were many, many miracles that took place. Yeshua stopped the sun and the moon, and that also is a tzaddai with ma'aseh bereishis. It says, the birds that fed Elio when he was hiding. Hashem created fire on the day, at the moment that fire was existed for the first moment. There was a tzaddai with fire that it would not burn Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah. But Hashem created the lions. He made a tzaddai, Hashem created the fish. He put a tzaddai in my separations, that yaina would be spit out. In other words, what Chazal is saying here in is that it's a tzaddai not only with regarding Yamsuf, which is in Shmeis Rabba Chaf Alavav, but everything else. And this Medrash is in Bereishis Rabba, hey, where what it says by us about the Yamsuf, it says there about many of the miracles that took place. Okay, interesting Chazal, a nice Chazal. Rabbeinu Bachya asks a question, he doesn't provide an answer. Rabbeinu Bachya says that we find in other Maimer Chazal, this is a Mishnah, in Aves Perakei Mishtavav, Asara Devarim Nivru Bein Hashmashis. It talks about other things which were miraculous. And that these things were created, Bein Hashmashis, for example, Tzichas Pia Oretz, the earth opening in the incident of Kairach, the Pia Be'er, the water which came from the Be'er, Pia Asayin, Bilam's donkey talking, and the Keshes, which Hashem miraculously made to start to appear after the Marble, the Mon, which was a miracle, etc. Asar Devar Nibru Ben Hashmashes. So the Ben Abachi, royal is Zayir, somebody that needs an answer. By Mashi Yichar, Asar Devar Nibru Ben Hashmashes, V'shar Nisim Kulam, B'tivei Advarim, B'shishis Yam Ma'kaidman. Why is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put in the nature of the Bria, certain miracles, and other miracles, HaKadosh Baruch Hu set at Bein HaShemashes, created at the potential of Bein HaShemashes. What's the difference between the two? He doesn't provide an answer. He says, Roy Messiah, it's something to think about. Okay, I'm learning the parasha, and I learned this Rabbeinu Bachya. Then I look at the Arachayim HaKadosh. The Arachayim HaKadosh does not bring the Mishnah in Aves, but of course he does bring the Medrash. And he explains the Medrash as follows. He says, when it says HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a Tanai with Maisei Bereishis for the seven items that are listed, Rabbi Chaim HaKadosh explains as follows. He says that his HaKadosh Baruch Hu Maisei Bereishis liyas kefufim l'tayra v'amaleha. For the Gedalei Olam, for the great people, the Torah of Amaleha, those who work on Torah, that the Maisei Bereishis are kfufim, they bend to their instructions. So the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh has a different spin. It's not just that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put a remote control in the Bria, that when the time comes, the Yam would split, etc. But no, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put in the Maisei Bereishis that a Yam would flow, except when Moshe Rabbeinu commanded it to split, that the dog would not spit out what it has, except when Yonah was inside and davened for it. All right, a new understanding of that chazal. It would seem that that chazal answers Rabbeinu Bachya's question, that Hashem created the mon, the piha osain, Hashem created the keshes. Those are things that are created by Hashmashas. They have nothing to do with a tzaddik, Imlei Torah, commanding it to happen. So that was created by Hashmashas. The seven items that are listed as a Tanai B'Maisei Bereishis, they're all things that had to do with Adam Gadol, with Torah of Amalel, with an Amal B'Torah, who commanded that something should happen. So that answers Rabbeinu Bachya's Kasha, except, for the P.R.S. When the earth opened up to swallow Kairach, there it was Moshe Rabbeinu's Gezerah. Moshe Rabbeinu said, in Bria Yivra Hashem, Moshe Rabbeinu made the Gezerah that the earth should open up. The P.R.S. would seem to belong in the things that were created in the Maisei Bereishis and the list that's in the Medrash, while the 10 things that I have nothing to do with Amalei Torah belong separate. So I leave you with that question. In other words, it's a geshmaka teretz, but almost. Maybe it's just not the teretz. That it fits just about, almost perfectly, to answer the question of Rabbeinu Bachya. I'd like to move on to a second thought that has to do with the man. The following of the man has some halacha l'maaseh in it, and that is the fact that we have lechem mishnah on Shabbos, that we eat lechem mishnah. I believe I mentioned in the past, I repeat again, lechem mishnah is a mitzvah. According to the Ran, in the beginning of Perek HaKisvei, lechem mishnah is a mitzvah d'oraisa. Men and women are obligated in. Rav Pam was noyig like the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, that not only when he washed for Hamaitzi on Shabbos, he had Lecha Mishnah, but any time he took a Mezainis, if he took a cookie, he took two cookies on Shabbos. Zecha to the Lecha Mishnah, it's also a type of pass, and he would be noyig that as well. The warning or the reminder that I want to share is that in most homes, the Baal HaBayis says Lecha Mishnah. People around the table don't. They get a slice of challah passed to them. That's not lechem mishnah. The right thing is, as the Mishnah Berurah says, is to have a mind to be yaitzeh with the mevarech's bracha on lechem mishnah, yaitzeh with his hamaitzi. Don't make your own hamaitzi. Then when you eat it, you're eating it with his hamaitzi, which is hamaitzi made on lechem mishnah. Something that is a reminder to people to be mekayim the mitzvah of lechem mishnah properly. Now, once you have lechem mishnah, you have to choose which of the two challahs you're going to make the hamaitzi on. Which one are you going to cut and eat? Well, they're identical challahs, it's easy. What happens if they're different? So the halach is, if they're different, you make the bracha on the one that's chaviv, on the one that you like better. I share with you the following shayla. What happens if you have two challahs? One your wife baked, and one you like better. And they're not the same challah. Now, of course, this is a purely hypothetical question, but hypothetically, if your wife baked a challah, and there's a challah that you like better, And which one do you make? Well, the halacha is you make on the chaviv. But right now, for artificial reasons, it's chaviv for you to make the bracha on your wife's challah. Does that turn it into a chaviv? Interesting question. In the shiurim of Rabbi Yashiv on the sechtes brachas, there is actually, well, not this case, but there is this shaila. The case there, he talks about, if someone has a shalem, a complete challah, and he has a slice of challah, that's also lechavishna. But which one does he eat, the shalem or the slice? What happens if the slice is fresh and the shalem is old? You're going to make hamaitzi. So which one do you make hamaitzi on? So the Yashav clears, if you really like the fresh challah better than the older challah, but to you, the idea of making hamaitzi on a shalem, it has its own chavivus. You want the shalem. It's a hiddur mitzvah. Does your individual circumstantial wanting something, does that count to make it chaviv to you or not? So the Yashav says, and this is a quote, a person can create for himself a desire for this moment, and for this moment, it's chaviv to him. Why is it chaviv to him? Because he wants it. He wants it more. It's a better kiyama mitzvah. So that's enough to make it a chaviv. It should be enough to make it a chaviv, and certainly the fact that you want to be mahana your wife, that's a chavivus in itself. You have much bigger chavivus than the taste of a piece of bread, a piece of challah. So, the Shalom Bayis topic, to go along with our original discussion of miracles. Before I sign off, let me end with a thought. In the pasuk we find that the man is described kishichvas hatol. Tal, of course, is dew. Now, the word is tal. When tal appears at an esnachta, then it turns into tal, like Mitzrayim at an esnachta, turns into Mitzrayim. What's interesting in this week's parasha is that the word shufas hatal appears twice. Once it's at an esnachta, and indeed it's tal. The other is not at an esnachta. And it's not an esnacht at all. And it still says the word tov. So that certainly needs a beer. Is there a dignitol? These two psukim are in Perek Tezayin, Pasuk Yud Gimel and Yud Aleph. But tal shufas hatov has an esnachta. But Babaiker Haisa shufas hatov sadim ha'machta, tov has a kamei. So I don't know exactly. I looked in some of the Sifri Digduk, and they're right, yesh mimim. There's some words which sometimes get a dagesh and a minor pause, even though it's not a major pause. I suppose it means words which don't have a lot of sound to them. Tal is a word that can be easily slipped in a person's talking. It gets the word. That's not the point I want to make. The point I want to make is this. There's a tremendous tumult about whether someone should be saying Masha Baruch HaMayir HaGeshem or Masha Baruch HaMayir HaGoshem. There's not a very big nafkamina la'alacha. Certainly, any which way. However, the question is which it should be. There are those who say it should be Mayir HaGeshem. The kasha is, if it's supposed to be Mayir HaGeshem, it's not an esnachta, not a side pasuk. Why is it Mayir HaTov? It should marry that tal. And Alicha Shleimai, Reb Shleimai is Amin Arbach, he asked this question. He says, Monashach. If you say marry that Goshem, you say marry that tal. But if you say marry that Geshem, meaning it's not Esnachta, should marry that tal. And he says, you got to do one or the other. The Kasha are those who say differently. Now, to be sure, Yaakov, in Parshas Bereishis, number three, Yaakov says the Teretz, not a Digduk Teretz, but the Chiddush. But according to this, this is the answer, and it's brought this way, that Geshem is always Geshem, and it's not a snack or a safe pass. Mashaykein, Tal becomes Tol in additional places in Tanakh, where it's just there for the language, for the Hemshech HaLashon, and therefore it's not a kasha to compare one to the other. Having said that, I'm like to say Merit HaGoshem, which is the way I grew up. Ramesha Digas Mesha holds that way. There are many who hold say Geshem. Nahara Pashte, either way is fine. But I will tell you that when I grew up, all the Siddurim have Merit HaGoshem. Today, most of them have Merit HaGeshem. And either way is fine. As long as you remember that in the winter, you have to not say Merit HaTol, you have to Merit HaGeshem, which, given the weather we have today, that is hard to remember that we're in the middle of the winter. And with that, I wish everyone an absolutely wonderful Shabbos. There's snow on the ground, there's ice, there's a lot. What a marvelous opportunity. What a wonderful opportunity. So Sefer says in the name of his Rebbe that the scharfer mitzvah you get is how much you're willing to give up for it. And if you have one opportunity to go to Minyan where it's hard, even though all the rest of the time it's easy, you're showing the value. If you stay home with this amount of difficulty, is over the edge of the minyan not worth it to you? That'll determine how much it's worth to you all the time. Okay. With that, I want to wish everybody an absolutely wonderful, wonderful Shabbos Kodesh and a wonderful Parsha Shira. Stay warm. We're hoping for an improvement in the weather in the coming week, and it will come. Kol Tov.